South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and my phone is exploding. Everybody wants to talk condos with Diego and I. They're going to have to wait till about 5:30 for that. But we are going to talk hot autos with Larry Zinn. Larry is the general manager of all the auto brands up there with Warren Henry. Larry, what's happening, bud?
Hey, Jim, how's it going?
It's going great. Always great when I'm talking to you, and I'm sure that we've got Crash out there somewhere, looking to give me a test drive on my, I got to come up there and get my Jaguar F-Type coupe now. I get a test drive in the convertible now.
Yeah, you know, we have the coupe coming in May. I mean, Jim, if you thought the F-Type was a beautiful convertible, wait till you see this coupe. It's not only is it exotic and sexy, but it's a flamethrower on wheels. I mean, it's an absolute mad machine.
Now, Larry, if I want to throw flames out of my car, where can I take it? Because I know we go out, we test drive it out by the stadium, but there's tracks and stuff that people can really take these to open them out on, isn't there?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, there's plenty of places where people could take their cars. I'm sure you could sign up for something at Homestead or Palm Beach International Raceway, but, we encourage safe motoring on the street. And, even going slow, this car sounds good. It looks good parked. It's really going to be something special for the Jaguar brand.
An attention magnet, no doubt. Now, Larry, what are some of the features of the coupe and, I guess, a general F-Type that are kind of new this year?
Well, when you go to a coupe, it makes the body much more rigid than what you would have in a convertible. So everything is a lot stiffer. It also saves weight because you don't have the components of the convertible top. Right. So you're looking on the top-of-the-line version, which is going to be the R. It's going to be about 200 pounds lighter, and it's also going to have 55 more horsepower. So this will be a 550-horsepower, 8-cylinder, supercharged engine with a lighter body. I mean, the convertible is already crazy. It's going to be something really, really special. So far, all of the reviews have been out of this world on the car. I can't wait to get behind the wheel.
And so R stands for rocket?
R is the top of the line performance in the Jaguar brand. Could stand for rocket. I don't know.
What other kind of new stuff you got coming up this spring, Lair?
We've got the Range Rover long wheelbase. That's a really neat car. It's about 6.5 inches longer in the rear seat. So if you're the kind of person who likes to be driven around, you're a business executive who sits in the back seat of your car, I mean, you can really, really stretch out in this car with plenty of space. And it's got all sorts of amenities available for that business type of client.
Yeah, it sounds like something that I should look into because I drive all those guys all over town looking at real estate. I guess I got to come up there and look at that. Maybe I can get one of each, Larry. What do you think?
Hey, why not?
I don't see any reason not to.
I'm ready.
Real estate smoking. I'm making money. I'm printing money. Just ask Diego how hot the condo market is. We're going to talk in a second half hour about that. Diego, you got to get one of these F-type cars here, man. He's saying yes. We got another one, Larry. So now, Larry, it's the summertime coming up. I know you guys run a lot of events. You do a lot of different things. I know that Peter is your special events coordinator at Warren Henry Auto, and we're going to be running some more Sweet Night contests and stuff like that. Oscar, did I make a mistake? No. Okay, good. Oscar came in to deliver me some information here. So, Larry, you think we'll be able to get Peter out there again to go to some Marlins games and sit up in the suites and do some promos with some of your customers?
Oh, absolutely. I think that was a great thing that a lot of our customers really appreciated. Also, the employees really appreciate it. And it's always good to spend some time with you, Jim.
Hey, listen, Larry, I really appreciate that. We're using the word appreciate today. Today is Appreciation Day. Now, Larry, for the last 3.5 decades, or as I like to say, 35 years, you and your family have been putting people in cars. And I must admit that I'm out with back surgery for the past 3 weeks. So I had my driver take me here today. Mom, how you doing back there? You okay? She wants me to say hi to you and your dad. Because she's bought, I don't know how many cars from Warren Henry and has known your dad and I guess your granddad forever from back in the day. So that's one of the things that I want to point out that's really important because I bought a whole bunch of cars from you, leased a whole bunch of cars from you over the years. And one of the things we like to stress here is that it's a family operation. You go there, you meet the people. And let's talk about that for a minute, Larry. We've had your head of service on. The guy's been with you for, what, 25, 30 years?
Yeah, he's been with us for 25 years.
Yeah, I hope I don't have to talk to him again on a professional basis after having, you know, last time we had him on was after that big, the big floods and everything. So, you know, he's been there for a while. Ismet's been there. We've had Ismet on.
Yeah, you know, I've got a good deal of employees, over 25 years with the company. Our longest tenured employee has been with us for almost 38 years, right from when we started. It's a really great thing because I've known these people my entire life. You know, it's a pleasure to have worked with them through all the different positions and now be able to work with them on a day-to-day basis as a full-time employee. And, you know, it's a nice thing for your customers to say, you know, this is my guy. I go and see this guy, and he's always there for me.
That's right. Maytee does my service.
When you have that kind of continuity, that's a big deal.
Oh, yeah. May does my service. Frank is my salesperson. Isma takes care of the issues. You're the man, the myth, and the legend. But that all comes down to one thing, and it was something that you won. You won an award recently. Was it? It was Infiniti, right?
Actually, we won it with Infiniti, Jaguar, Land Rover, and Volvo.
Consider that the Grand Slam?
4 out of the top 100 dealerships to work for, and 3 out of the top 10. So
you know,
we had number 2, number 3, and number 8 in Florida, as well as number 43. And it was actually Infiniti's second time in a row winning that distinction.
Now, I know that they sometimes ask you to speak to some of the other Infiniti dealers to tell them some of the secrets of your employee retention and satisfaction. Could you share some of that with us?
Look, you have to have a heart. You have to understand that people have lives outside of the dealership. People who come and work with us, they're part of our family. It goes beyond an employer-employee relationship. We do what we can. You know, we're always available. My father, myself, we have an open door policy. We're always there for everybody. You know, we're not out to take anything away from anybody. If you earn money, you earn the money, and we support you. We're not going to say you earn too much and that we're going to take it from you. It's a nice environment that we have. We've had a lot of success recently actually hiring from outside the automotive industry. We've specialized in hiring people with no automotive experience whatsoever, so we can train them in the ways that we want them to be trained and how to treat customers appropriately. And, you know, it makes for a really great environment and a great culture. I was at when we were at this Best Dealerships to Work For convention, one of the speakers said, culture eats strategy for breakfast. Now, I may not agree 1,000% with that, but the culture certainly is the most important thing that I deal with on a day-to-day basis. Because if you're no good for the culture, you're no good for our group.
Wow. You know, I'm sitting here and I'm listening, Larry, and I have to say, usually I'm trying to prep the next question, but that's just, you know, something I can give testimony to because I go out to these events. I go out to all of these events, the drives, the charity events, everything, and there's your pop in his hat with the sunblock dripping down his face because it's hot as Hades out there in that parking lot usually where we do the test drives and the racing around pro players. Is it pro player? Sun Life. What is it this year? Sun Life. The stadium Joe Robbie built. I'll default to that. And we go out there and we do our test drives and there's your dad and every single person that's a member of the Warren Henry family is there, and you can see how it all kind of plays together. The good food and the camaraderie doesn't hurt, the non-alcoholic beverages since we're driving cars, but it's a real great experience, and I've gone out many times and driven with you on the obstacle course out in Aventura. We've also driven the straight line course with Jaguar. Are you going to be doing some more of those obstacle course events out there in Aventura, Larry?
We hope to very soon. You know, we don't have anything on the books right now, but as soon as we get the opportunity, we'd love to build a new off-road course. That's my favorite event of the year next to our Cars Cause charity event that benefits Wounded Warriors. But getting out there and getting a little muddy is always nice.
I think what we need to do, Larry, is we need to find you and your dad a 25-acre parcel in the path of development that you can do these auto things on for 25 years, and then you sell the parcel to Diego. Of course, Diego would then have to buy a top-of-the-line Jaguar from you, but I think he's giving me a high five on that anyway. Hey, listen, Larry, can you stick with us for just a couple more minutes?
Yeah, you got it.
All right, we'll be back after this short break with more Larry's In Cars and Corporate Culture. Back after this. All right, we are going to keep rocking with Larry Zinn. And, you know, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. They're exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. And what is the, I'm going to go off script here. The Warren Henry Advantage, you heard Larry and I speaking about it. It's not the fact that they give you the best price guarantee. It's not the fact that they give you the complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and the personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for the 4 years. It's that you become part of the Warren Henry family. You drive your car in there. You see people that know you and care about what's going on. They want you to come back. They want you to be part of their team. And heck, we want you to be part of our events. So for always the best price, always the best service, it's always Warren Henry.